You know, I don't like it when I'm trendy, but it does happen on rare occasions. I think it happens like twice a year. I'm trendy. It's true, and it's true this time around. I'm guilty. I have seen the number one movie in America. I know, don't pass out, but it's true. It's called Frozen 2. I've seen it. I sang along. I danced in the aisles. It was pretty impressive. You should have seen me in my gown. Wait a second. It's not really what I meant. Ron Van Tiberen here from Celebration Cinema is making his way into the studio with popcorn and juju beans and Frozen 2 all over him. Ron, welcome back.
It's a mental picture I can't unsee.
I know that. You're mentally scarred, but there I was singing the songs. You know, Disney. I was Disney-fied.
Yes. Well, you got one up on me. I don't have any young children, and I have not seen Frozen from start to finish. I did do some sampling, though, but I've seen Knives Out, Ford versus Ferrari, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and all of those movies doing really well at the box office.
You know, the Ford versus Ferrari, we had the historian on the program at the end of last week from Ford versus Ferrari, and what a fascinating job he had collaborating, going back and finding. He said, in the story, he said, it's mostly accurate. He said, a little Hollywood, you know, tweak here and there. But he said, mostly it's pretty spot on. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it is cool. Not only, you know, the racing part and the big name actors, but I loved the guy who played Henry Ford II. He was a terrific character actor, and whether or not that was true about Ford 2 or not. And then his right-hand man, Josh Lucas, plays that character. He played it so well, you love to hate that guy. You want to punch him in the face every time he showed up on the screen.
Yeah, if it's evoking that kind of an emotion, that's a good film, right? That's a good film.
Right, exactly. It brought you into the story. You cared about the characters and what was going to happen, even though I kind of knew what was going to happen. I love it when you're just not sure, even though you know what the history is. But I loved everything about Ford versus Ferrari.
Good, and Knives Out. That's number two this week on my list here. I know you've told me. Tell me again.
Well, it's a whodunit with a fantastic cast, including Daniel Craig, who you're hearing an awful lot about the new Bond movie that he's starring in because the new trailer just dropped. But he has plays this southern drawl detective trying to figure out whodunit with a cast like Chris Evans and Jamie Lee Curtis and Michael Shannon, Don Johnson, Toni Collette, and others. Just a fun, smart script with a terrific cast and a good time to escape at the movies.
There you go. And I'm looking ahead now to this week and looking at a movie with a big cast. That would be Dark Waters.
Right, and I love these kind of movies because Mark Ruffalo has done this before, you know, this docudrama, the whistleblower thing. Where have we heard that term recently? Spotlight, remember, he played the Boston Globe reporter who broke the story about the Catholic priests and the abuse there, and now he's doing it with DuPont in his sight. He was one of the DuPont corporate lawyers, and he got this farmer from West Virginia saying, hey, all my cattle are dying, and by the way, what's this stuff floating in the water here? And
yeah.
It just started that whole right the wrong story.
It's the whole PFAS
story. Mark Ruffalo and Hathaway, Tim Robbins, Bill Pullman, and others, so I love this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's the PFAS story is what it is, and you circle all the way back around, and it ended up putting Michigan at the forefront of testing water in a roundabout way. But that's true, and people are testing their water now for these things because of that guy and that lawyer that took on Goliath, didn't they?
They certainly did, and this is certified fresh from the critics. Everybody's raving about it, Oscar buzz and everything for Dark Waters. And actually the same kind of response from the critics and Oscar talk about Honey Boy with Shia LaBeouf. And he wrote the screenplay. He plays his own father, who was an abusive father when Shia was a young child actor. And he's got a couple of great young actors playing him as a boy, including Lucas Hedges, is one of the finest young actors out there right now. So Honey Boy looks terrific this weekend.
All right, so does anything unseat Frozen 2, or is it Frozen at top?
One more week, Steve, because we got Jumanji in the wings here for December 13. But one more worth mentioning, if you've got kids at home, Playmobil, we put that on sale for $5 for all shows, for everybody. Brand-new animated movie there on sale. I applaud STX for letting us put that special price on Playmobil, the movie.
I like that. But Jumanji, part two, we return to the board game, we get run over by hippos, what?
Oh, yeah. Actually, this would be the third one. But, yeah, the sequel with Dwayne Johnson, it's called The Next Level. So that's the big one for the 13th. And, of course, we're 2 weeks away from the new Star Wars movie. Woohoo!
There you go. All right, there it is. Ron Van Timmer. The best thing to do, get the app. Go to the new website. It's still a new website, right? It's still safe to say that.
It is still new. We're still fixing it. We're still improving it. So celebrationcinema.com. You can pick your seats in advance, you know, for Star Wars, for Jumanji, for Christmas, whatever you want to do.
Well, there you go. Ron, where will I find you?
See the movies.
Thank you. Ron Van Timmer and everybody. He's here weekly to give you a rundown on what's happening in the movies. Ford versus Ferrari. If you missed that interview with the historian from Ford that was on the program here a couple of days ago, man, he was fascinating. Talking about Carroll Shelby and the things that went on and the fact that Ford said, you know, we can compete with that. And we're going to do it. It didn't happen in a year and a half. It happened in 3 years, he said. But then they won 66, 67, 68, 69. They won them year after year and finally said, we've proved our point. And they packed up their stuff and they went home. And so that sounds like a great movie to go see, and I would recommend you do so. Because when the historian from Ford says, you know, for the most part, it's pretty accurate. It's spot on. Well, then, that tells me what I need to know and tells me that, you know, I can have some fun watching it. And driving fast, though I've never done it, it sounds exciting. I what does that look for? I've never exceeded the speed limit, you know, at once maybe. Anyhow, if you're ready to lose weight and feel great, I did it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom solution for losing those extra pounds. And I suggest you do it. Give yourself a Christmas gift. How about that? You can run it right up to Christmas. You know you haven't been feeling good. Your blood pressure is not where it should be. You want to see your kids and grandkids graduate. You want those things to happen. You want to be around for next year's Christmas events. Well, then, go to GruberHealth.com. Go to GruberHealth.com. First of all, you get to see some really, well, frankly, cool pictures of me. Plus, you get to start losing weight and feeling great again like I did almost 2 years ago. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show.